Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
On the radio.
And online every Wednesday evening.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a miracle. I've managed to keep that going for a little while now.
Good.
And I will try to keep it going for a little while longer.
Forever.
At least one more episode.
Yeah.
On this show, we talk about video games.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because sometimes... That's usually about it, yes.
Yeah.
I'm Megan.
I'm Alice.
We collect video games.
Mm-hmm.
We occasionally play video games.
So yeah.
Sometimes we enjoy video games. Sometimes we complain about video games.
Yes.
Video games. And it is way too hot out there to go out into the outside. So we are staying inside and playing our video games out of our collection.
Yeah.
I am enjoying having a PC. It is letting me play games I have never been able to play before.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally went and picked up Shin Megami Tensei, because that has always been a series that I've played the offshoots of.
But spinoff, yeah.
The spinoffs, but I've never played the main series.
Mm-hmm.
And I started playing Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne. Have you played any of the SMT games?
No.
No? But you do know what they're about.
Yeah, I'm, like, as with Persona, I'm just not interested. Shin Megami Tensei, I've known about the series for, like, I don't know, since, like, 2001. Yeah, it's been out for a while, like, that series.
Yeah.
I've always heard it's a harder, less fun version of Persona. Therefore, and so that's sort of what I've heard. It features, like, the same monsters or the personas of Persona, right? Like,
it is.
Yeah. But that's all I know. I feel very similarly about it. Like, Persona's fine. I just don't care.
I just wanted a turn-based RPG. I don't seem to stumble across too many nowadays, so I decided to go back and visit a classic. So, this was released initially in 2003 in Japan, and they made a director's cut in 2004 that they released for North America. And for Japan as well. Made a little easier, introduced a few extra characters, a few extra chapters, and yeah, it's a Persona game, essentially, except you don't have to make friends with the other humans, you just have to make friends with the demons in this game. So, and it kind of follows sort of an evolution system, almost like Pokemon does, where your monsters get stronger, and they do change and evolve. It starts off that you are a high schooler who has been asked by your teacher to meet her at a hospital with two of your friends, and she gets you to witness the end of the world, the conception. So it's a post-apocalyptic RPG game, and you end up becoming a half-demon, a demon yourself, and it's up to you to change the world. So it's up to you to go and explore this new warped version of Tokyo and find out what happened to your friends and the rest of humanity. Along the way, you meet the demons, and this is a system that they reintroduced in Persona 5, where you can talk to the demons to bring them over to your side or bribe them. You can give them money, but these are now characters of their own. You're not, like I said, making friends with the other human characters, having to, raise your relationship ranks. So I'm having just a lot of fun going and exploring this this PlayStation 2 world, as it were. In the director's release, you actually get to fight Dante from Devil May Cry.
Oh. Okay.
He's an optional battle where, he was only in it because one of the people who worked on Shin Megami Tensei decided that, you know what, I like this character. He could fit into this world. So they brought him in, and you can still get him. They actually did re-release this game in May for the PC and on the Switch. So if you want to play this now, you definitely can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why didn't you buy it for the PC or Switch?
I actually didn't know this until I went looking for more information. It's like, this was re-released for the PlayStation, or for the PS4 and the Switch and the PC.
Why would you not look that up before going through the struggle of trying to emulate it? That's kind of ridiculous.
It is kind of ridiculous. Yeah. Well, I went looking for other games as well. It was just on the list of the many other games that I was looking for, because I actually wanted to check out the original Persona games, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to find a whole bunch of the other Tales of games.
Which are also available on PC.
Not all of them. Not all of them made it over.
Which ones?
Tales of Eternia.
Okay.
Tales of Destiny 1 and 2. And I've got to find Tales of Celia still. Or Celia? Celia? The one that starts with the X. There's one that starts with the X.
And I'm pretty sure most of them are available. Like Berseria, I know for sure. Arise, which is coming out. Yeah.
Those ones I already know do. And we have them on the PlayStation 4.
Which one are you wanting to play?
Tales of Destiny. And Narakiri Dungeon, which is like another spin-off of a Tales of game. I have a whole bunch of them, but there's a whole bunch that just aren't available right now. They haven't actually brought them out.
Do you wonder if that's because they're not very good?
No.
Okay.
Because I enjoy them anyway. And it's just that they're also for older systems that just...
Well, PlayStation. Just the PlayStation. Like, and PlayStation 2.
And the Nintendo DS. And the Super Nintendo, although I do have the one for Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because it had a whole bunch of voice acting and it would slow down the cartridge immensely.
Yeah, of course it would. That sounds terrible.
So, yeah, I'm gonna look at the high-definition remaster of Shin Megami Tensei 3.
Yeah.
And I recommend that you guys check it out, too, because this is... what brought Shin Megami Tensei to North America as a title? It was the first North American release.
Yeah, the other ones, I think they're harder, are they not? I think the first one is known for being, like, unfortunately difficult kind of thing. I know, obviously, I don't want to say it's because they, you know, once in North America, people were like, it's too hard, but... I don't know, it might have just made it more accessible for people who wanted to play the game.
And 2 ended up being more science fiction.
Yeah,
So 3 went back to the original sort of real world, more current world, contemporary setting.
I'm sure. It's fine. Persona is a dating sim RPG. Shin Megami Tensei sounds like the same thing.
Less dating, more action.
More raising monsters. It's just Pokemon.
Essentially Pokemon, but without all the cutesiness of Pokemon.
Digimon.
Even Digimon is cuter than the Persona monsters. The Persona monsters are cool if you like mythology and you want to go and raise some Celtic monsters, some Norse monsters, some...
Whatever.
Yeah. I have a Hypixie. She's pretty cool.
I bet. I'm so proud of you.
It's a very cool setting. It's actually... The nice thing with the HD remake is they gave you a merciful difficulty setting. Because I can see how this would be ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't... Once again, I don't hate hard games. I just don't. Like, for certain games that are, like, purposefully hard or just, like, at a certain point, you're like, I don't want to bash my head over the wall again. Like... I want to enjoy myself. Why does this hurt me? You know?
There was a couple points where I hadn't saved for a while, and my character did end up not making it through a battle, and I had to go all the way back.
See, so, that's not fun. That's not fun video game. Like, obviously, I get certain aspects of, like, they had to do this because not everybody could buy the game, and they wanted them to rent them. Like, and so... You couldn't. Like, obviously, RPGs you can never beat in a weekend. Like, I can't think of an RPG that I rented as a child that I beat in a weekend.
Me either. RPGs, you really have to get in there. There's level grinding involved. Yeah. There's just...
Like, and obviously, as children, we weren't allowed on our video games, like, you know, for the entire, like, 72 hours of a weekend or 48 hours, right? And counting Friday evening.
Because your family demanded that you interact with them at some point. Yes, exactly. Maybe yeah, there was plans.
Maybe you have to sleep.
Maybe you have to go outside. Oh,
homework, gross. Oh. But yeah, no, I'm just like, yeah, no. I would have loved to, but no.
And this was before automatic save states were a thing, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think 2008 is when autosave started. So any games before that did not have autosave, and you would have to be big-brained and save yourself. Well, it's just, you know, like, it is an amount of just, like, in this day and age, like, if you don't save. Like, some people, I don't often save scrub or, like, save scrub or just, like, continuously save. But I have done it for certain things, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think lots of people, maybe if they haven't played older games like that, that don't have it, like...
Well, that was a problem with the Pokemon games, I think as recent as Sword and Shield, where people forgot that you had to save. It wasn't an automatic situation.
Yeah.
That one, you had the option of turning the autosave on or off.
Well, that would be that, right? Yeah. Like, it's still, they didn't take it away. Because I'm like, they wouldn't do that, people would ask for it back immediately if they took it away forever.
See, that's the thing with Pokemon, is there's some you can only get once in a while, or, like, have only one encounter with them. After that, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that's not the case with Persona or the Shin Megami Tensei stuff. I can bribe as many monsters as I want and get them onto my team.
Yeah. Oh, so you get, yeah, like, a large... You don't have to have, like, I don't know, if how many? Five? Four?
I can have three on my team at any one time, but if I happen to fuse one with another monster to make a stronger monster, I can go back and get another of that earlier version.
Oh, so you don't have to... Wait, so you have to go back and get it? Like, you have to go battle it and get it? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay, this still doesn't sound better. This doesn't sound like an easier solution. I'm sorry, Megan.
This doesn't have the Velvet Room, so I can't go and bring back a registered Persona, unfortunately. But I can still go back and get another Pixie whenever I need to.
You still have to go get it. It's not like it's just in your storage bin and you have extra Pixies there, right?
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, okay. I'm like, there is a difference between having to go out and grind to go get another Pixie versus I just had another Pixie in my storage.
It'd make fusion really interesting.
Well, it'd be interesting if you could store Personas. It'd be kind of funny. I'm just saying. I'm like, they would be mad.
So many Pixies. Yeah. What will they do?
Yeah.
So, again, so if you get this on PC, you can get a Merciful Hardness. It is actually not that rough of a game. It's a very similar battle system to the 5, or any of the Persona games, where if you have an extra effective attack, you can gain more attacks.
Oh, yeah. Fire is strong against whatever, yeah, and then it'll knock people down, or it'll make them weaker, right? And
yeah.
Yeah. I like the Persona series, except for the fact that I can never understand. I know that Bufu is snow or ice. Okay. Like, that's... I hate that. You know what? Final Fantasy had it right with, like, wind and Windaga and yeah, Windago, or, like, that was fine.
So this will still give you the other names, but yeah, they will also tell you the type it actually is, instead of being like, guess what Augie is? What's Augie?
It's fire. I know that. But it's just like, yeah, it just, I don't remember. Because then it starts to go into long, long names. Like, they just add, like, four more letters at each time it levels up. And I'm like, oh, no.
What's Maragidine?
I don't, that sounds...
it sounds really weird, right?
No, yeah. I know, like, Zio is thunder, right?
That is.
Yeah. See, these are just, I hate it. I feel it's difficult.
Needlessly difficult.
Yeah, it just, like, in Persona should be easy, and then I feel it just, there are names that are similar to other names that I mess up all the time. I know this.
the buff stuff is just not worth it.
No, because I forget if it's a fire attack or if it's a whatever, a water.
If this will heal my the fact that I'm asleep, or if this will
make me more... You're like, I don't know what these do.
This is Palimpa. What does Palimpa do?
I don't know
either.
I don't know.
I just know it's a thing that Palimpa. Exists. Palimpa. Yeah. But it is, if you like a turn-based RPG, it is well worth your time. The music's cool. It's by Shoji Meguro from the Persona series. He still does his thing. This is before he went to sort of the pop aesthetic, so it's got more guitar.
His pop music.
Yeah. It's still a very cool soundtrack. It's
actually, Persona 5 soundtrack is kind of amazing, now that I think about it. I'm like, that's a really good soundtrack, actually. So is the 4th. There's lots of songs in Persona 4 I like.
He just does a really, really good job.
I feel they're very unique throughout the Persona series. But yeah.
Yeah. But I did eventually have to put the game down, and I tried playing the Adventures of Spike McFang.
I don't know what that is.
Or the Twisted Tales of Spike McFang.
I still don't know what that is.
It's a Super Nintendo game where you play as a vampire.
Sounds bad, Megan.
It's sort of a platformer.
Is this just like one of those platformers that it's just like a reskin of something? Like, to an extent.
I don't know if it's a reskin or something, but it is...
I've never heard of it, and I feel like it's a reskin. Like, that sounds like... Yeah.
You are a vampire prince of a vampire kingdom. What if it's just
Castlevania, but you're a vampire?
You struck me to silence on that.
He's just reverse cut. Well, I know in some Castlevanias you get to be Alucard, but he's half vampire, so I don't think that, like... I'll specify if I mean half vampire.
If, you know, Alucard was more prone to eating tomatoes instead of blood.
Ah, yeah, there we go.
It's a kid's cartoon vampire situation.
That sounds... I feel like... It feels like somewhere in my mind I've seen, like, an advertisement for this in, like, an Archie comics.
Oh, 100%. Like that's this what it was, feels
like.
I remember renting it as a kid. I enjoyed it then, but trying to play it now as an adult is, like...
I feel there's a lot of games. Like, but there's the Arrow Acrobat one, where it's a bat.
Oh, I so distinct. So distinct in my mind. And so whole... Like Glover.
Well, yeah, I feel it's an amount of like they're trying to come out with a new mascot to an extent, right? Like, or because Bubsy for sure was that to an extent, right?
They really tried to do something Bubsy.
Oh, yeah. And it would make sense. Like, and that's why Bubsy does have a little bit of a cult following just because it's kind of terrible. Like, all of the games are kind of bad. Like, I'm not going to say there's a good Bubsy game. I kind of think they're all not amazing. It's not to say they're the worst games, but...
Bubsy was definitely a market towards kids that just...
Well, didn't... No. They're like a weird Garfield, but at the same... Like, for some... Like a hyper Garfield.
If Garfield tried to combine with Bugs Bunny, but with that 90s hyperactive aesthetic.
To be honest, it was kind of reminding me of Bonkers. Was that the...
Bonkers the Bobcat?
Yeah, for some reason.
Which I'm pretty sure I guess also because
Bubsy
game.
Is also a Bobcat. Anyway.
Anyway.
That's enough Bubsy side talk. But I'm just like, it feels like those games were something where they're like, we're going to try and make this the new mascot, the new Mario, the new Sonic. Like Arrow the Acrobat or...
What everybody wanted to do was replicate the success of Mario and Sonic, but they had to have a cool 90s...
Yeah, mascot.
Mascot.
Like, and only some survived. I kind of feel that PlayStation had a better, like, run of it at the beginning. Like, Spyro, very recognizable. Yes. Crash Bandicoot. But those were too big, like... Very recognizable place, and they used them quite a bit. Like, they had, remember you could get like spin-off games or something, but like from McDonald's or Burger King at some point. Like, I remember there was some kind of promotion with them,
very special promotions.
That you know, only franchises of a certain caliber, right? Get these kind of merchandise deals,
multi-billion
right?
dollar.
Yeah. Well, and just to the testament of that these characters are, like, well, even you could say Lara Croft, to an extent, was also a PlayStation, like, obviously not as kid-friendly, I don't think, especially just visually, they knew what they were doing.
Lara Croft is a PC mascot of sorts, but of not...
I don't think she had as much until PlayStation, because I also remember PlayStation ads about her, and they were a little inappropriate, because but... You
but
know,
that's a whole other
well, I mean, that's like 90s marketing, 90s video game marketing was bizarre. Like,
90s video game marketing always tried to be super edgy,
yeah, but it felt cheesy at the same time. Like, I just remember it also tried to adult video games quite a bit, you know, like. Even if it was Crash Bandicoot, you know, which I feel it's about he's a bandicoot who hits things with his head.
And they could always edge up to the cusp of saying swears on the ads without actually saying swears.
Like, obviously that's still a joke I think that's used, but not to the extent that, like, video game. The other thing with those is, like, they hardly would show you video game, like, the video game. Like, often it would be, like, it would be Crash, somebody in a Crash outfit. Like, and I specifically remember this one.
I remember this, too, yes.
Yeah, him smashing in through the window.
And if you saw these ads in the magazines, they'd have, like, maybe two or three gameplay clips that were super small.
Yeah, well, for a magazine, they're, about an inch high and maybe 2 inches wide, right? Yeah, and so you're like, wow, Crash Bandicoot.
I don't think print media... can really do that anymore.
Well,
does anyone do print media anymore at this point?
Well, video game print media absolutely still exists. Like, I saw a Call of Duty magazine and a Fortnite magazine the other day, Megan. So, somebody's still writing about it in a print media, but I think that kind of advertisement, like, to be honest, if they brought it back for nostalgia purposes, it would work, absolutely.
Do you know how much Nintendo Power would, like, succeed right now? Like, an actual old-style Nintendo Power?
Yeah, well, to be honest, if they branded Nintendo Power, like, if you had a Nintendo Power rug or a Nintendo Power, like, the cover was just a rug, or, like, people would love them as, like, even, like, art pieces of the covers, right?
Yeah.
Like, those are kind of historical pieces. For those of you who don't know, Nintendo Power was a magazine that just basically talked about Nintendo games.
Gave you cheats,
walkthroughs, reviews, fan art.
Back in the days of Pokemon, I remember people would submit their winning teams all the time. Yeah. And they're always like the same six or seven, but they
I never had a Nintendo system, but I loved looking through Nintendo Powers because it just had, like, lots of cool video game pictures and stuff.
Comics and unique art.
Yeah. No, it was, they were kind of neat. I still have a couple, I have a bunch of PlayStation ones still. Like, their PlayStation... PSX magazine, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have a couple of those still. Just because they were cool. Once again, they were the only kind of video game material available that was, like, physical written stuff, right? Like, people wouldn't be writing video game books or, like, philosophy of video game books until, like, another 10 years at least.
And video game TV shows. YouTube didn't exist yet.
Yeah, and video game TV shows, there were, like, two. And maybe they were on... One I remember was on, like, YTV, which is our youth TV, which was, like, kids would play, like, speedrun video games against each other. I remember that one. And then there was, like, things like X-Play or, like others. But and that was on, like, one channel. Like,
and you had to pay extra for it if like, you convince your parents or get
once,
the 3 months.
Yeah, or, you know, it's at, like, 11 o'clock at night and you're a child and you have to go to bed at 8. So, it's one of those things. And DVR doesn't exist or any of that. And you have to maybe tape it by VHS if you want to see your precious video games on TV.
And you may only have, like, one or two VHS tapes that were blank and
That's true, and you can't tape over stuff that, you'll get in trouble.
You'll get in trouble.
Mom, I taped over Young and the Restless again.
I had to see what the new video game this week was going to be.
Yeah, no, but I do appreciate, I think if people would eat up Nintendo Power nostalgia like nobody's business. Like, I'd join. I like Nintendo Power. It was fun.
Maybe someday.
Yeah.
But that's everything we got for you for this week in terms of video games.
Yeah.
We'll play more video games, stay inside and out of the heat.
And yes, definitely.
Stay cool. Keep changing.
Bye.